producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two on a Wednesday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of holster I run. They are practical, they are tactical, and they are as affordable as anything else you're buying right now. Think your Blackhawk, certain Phobos models, except these actually work. These have actually seen combat. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. The Scorpion line of ammunition carriage is the best one I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, that's going to be the only one I use. I'm going to use it on nylon. I'm going to use it on a belt. It's going to be all over the place. Talked about these guys before. The list of businesses that's out there that are pro-gun, that welcome you in with a weapon, that was all put out by an organization called the Second Amendment Organization. Well, they have their hands in some other, their thumbs in some other pies as well. They do a little legislative action. They are a grassroots organization, and they also broadcast. They also broadcast. So, joining me from the 2AO radio show is Kevin Griffin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope, you know. That's all I do.
Yes. Just trying to cope.
Absolutely. Just trying to cope. Second Amendment Organization radio show, where can people find that?
FDRradio.com and on terrestrial radio in several markets, unfortunately. I don't know what markets were on terrestrial radio. I guess I failed to do my homework.
Yeah, that's
when it comes
okay.
to that.
Well, I mean, if you know, the website is a good place to kick off from. Is that now? Is that available on demand as well?
Yes, it is. FDRradio.com. It stands for From the Right, and we have podcasts. And our show is live tonight at 9 p.m. Then it plays two other times throughout the week. I believe on Saturday afternoon at 1 a.m. on Thursday mornings.
Now, that list that I know you got some stuff you want to talk about, that, but that list that they put out of the businesses that are welcoming to guns, how much is that proliferated out there? How many people have come to 2AO to check that list out and take that and run with that and know where to spend their dollars? Do you know?
North of 55,000, and that list is locked down. We will never, ever share that information with any third party ever. Brian Crosslight, our founder, will take that cloud to his grave if he has to. So that data is secure.
We got about, and I'm telling you this just because you're a radio guy and you know about the clock and all that stuff. We got about 6 minutes left in this segment. What do you think of the no indictment coming out of Ferguson and the fact that this government wants to continue pursuing the case against Darren Wilson?
Well, let's take that sectionally instead of globally. The no indictment, I think, is a victory for justice. I was shocked. I mean, actually stunned that they didn't succumb to pressure, mob pressure, and indict the young man. I thought Bob McCullough, the prosecutor, did a fantastic job standing in that room in the courthouse and laid out the case as to why they're not going to indict Darren Wilson. Did you watch his speech?
As much of it as I could. He's not exactly a captivating speaker. I knew where he was going, and the way he laid it out was fine. But what were you going to say?
Having been in law enforcement, having been in front of a grand jury, and seen prosecutors blow cases that they, you know, should have been a field goal, a chip shot, and seen them make cases that they never should have, I was impressed with the way the guy handled it. You know, being an elected official and having, you know, the screws turned by Jay Nixon in his office the way they were in Eric Holder, too. I thought for sure he would have twisted it and presented the evidence to get the result the mob wanted. And what disappointed me, though, was the questions afterwards. And then as he was walking out of the room, some reporter yelled, "How do you sleep at night?" That was kind of, if you missed that, you missed the good part of the that.
I guess I did. I guess I did miss that part.
You can find it all over the Internet. Yeah,
I'm
the questions
sure.
at the end were disgusting. I mean, they just, they were awful. I felt bad for the guy.
As far as the media is concerned, I the big problem I have with the media is the media thinks they know more than the grand jury in this particular case.
Well, I have to say, and you know, you're a media person and I'm a media person, but I'm very, very, very disappointed in the media and the way this it's still playing out awfully on mainstream media.
And well, I mean, I guess you and I are sort of boring in comparison because we just try to get facts and throw them out there, don't we?
That's true. I think all of us on our side of the equation do live in the world of facts. I know you indict Mom's Demand and Americans for Responsible, you know, Solutions daily on your show and how they twist the facts in their favor. And they don't hold up. But yet people still flock to them, and yet the mainstream media still pays attention to them. I just don't understand how people can buy into this BS.
I guess one of the problems with the mainstream media is where they're educated.
That's a very good point to make. There's a University of Pennsylvania professor that penned a horrible piece of journalism, I guess, or opinion op-ed this morning. I was reading it on The Blaze, and it just, my blood pressure went up reading it. I just can't believe an educated person, but there you go. Of course, he was educated, and what's crammed down their throat?
Well, in education, I think they try to, they aspire to be enlightened. The only problem with them becoming enlightened is they just presume that everybody is enlightened, and they never take into account, unless it happens to them, which I think is a horrible way for them to have an epiphany, to be involved in the knockout game or carjacked or something like that. I think there's a horrible way for them to go about it. But unless it happens to them, they just presume that, man, today, if we do away with this tool or that tool, that criminals just won't have tools to be criminals, right?
Yeah, that's the crutch that they lean on and think, unless it hits home or happens to them. There was a politician years ago in Ohio who was anti-gun until he got held up on the corner by the street of his house. And within a week, he was getting his concealed handgun license, and he did an abrupt turn. Right, until it happens to them, they just don't see the light. And it's baffling.
It is baffling. It's one of those hallelujah moments. That's when you hear the angels in the background and some rays of light shine down on them, and it's like, Viola! So, 2AO Radio. What is the name of the show? I'm just thinking of it as 2AO Radio. What do you call it?
That is the name of the show.
It's 2AO Radio. On podcast.
And we talk about the issues important to preservation and protection of our Second Amendment rights. It's the show is, you know, it's politically motivated. We talk a lot about what the Policy Action Institute's working on. We don't take calls as of yet, but we'll get there. We're kind of new. We're just getting our feet off the ground. And one of the fun things about it is we don't always drink.
There you go. We'll talk about that when we get back. That's why I do a morning drive time show. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is so much more than a holster company. You can there's thousands of ways you can carry a G-Code holster. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from 2AO Radio is Kevin. And Kevin was just getting ready to... Well, I think the part that you told me as we were going off the going into the break might have been obscured by the music, but I've often thought about how cool that would be to do a radio show where I was drinking. That would seem so elegant. We'd be like Diego, the most interesting man in the world.
There was a remember WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yes, I do.
And we're showing our age here, but Dr. Johnny Peter was doing a reactionary test with a state trooper, and the more he drank, the faster his reflexes became. That was hilarious.
Venus flytrap was falling off of the chair.
Venus was done. He was drooling. Yeah, good stuff.
It was
another reason I wanted to come on was talk a little bit about the election a few weeks ago. I know we had some scheduling issues, and you know, not a lot of people are talking about it right now. But we need to bring it back into the mix.
Yeah, then you know the news cycle's so bad. Tell what your concern is about this election.
Well, the show after the election that we went on, I had right now with what's going on is. I'm a big fan of pushing reciprocity. Let's get reciprocity achieved in this next Senate and House. I think now is the time to strike. We should be able to carry our firearms across state lines without having to study a book or look at websites. I have a Michigan concealed pistol license, and I believe as of the moment we enjoy maximum reciprocity. You probably have South Carolina, and you've gone into detail many times where you say just the mere fact that we have to get a permit is not good, not cool, and I agree. But until things go toward constitutional carry, I mean, we have to have these permits. And they treat carrying a firearm like it is a privilege, such as driving, and not our Second Amendment inalienable God-given right, and I have a problem with that, and so do you, it seems, listening to your show.
It's all scripted. I don't really feel it. No, here's what I'll tell you about that. The part I don't like about the permits is that there is no uniform set of criteria. And I know that like things like speed limits are set by states, but it depends on the road, right? Depends on
yes,
the road.
Exactly.
On federal highways, the feds set the speed limits on the highways. But to get a driver's license, there is a fairly basic accepted amount of criteria. If you're going to drive on a public road, you got to have car insurance. But you don't have to have car insurance to buy a car. You don't have to have a driver's license to buy a car. So this whole idea that you have to have a permit to carry a gun, you know, when I look at that, how do they know that I don't know how to use a gun? And how do they know that I should have to, based upon my criminal record, if they catch me with a gun and I'm a felon, and how often does that happen? How often do
not
they actually catch felons with guns?
Not often enough.
So, there's no uniform set of criteria out there. It's a crazy quilt patchwork of junk. What's legal here isn't legal there. Open carry there, no open carry allowed here. All these other things. That's the thing I don't like about them.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like any of that. And if that's the thing about, that's why as much as I dislike the feds, that I'd like to see Cornyn's bill go forward out of the Senate, and I think there's a accompanying bill in the House. Then they have to put it together with a majority big enough to overcome a veto.
That's the positive thing going into the next session after the first year is the makeup is there for veto override. And I'm not as familiar with the details on that as you are, but I know that they do have, with Mary Landrieu scheduled to lose, Yeah,
I just like the way you put that.
Yeah, with Brian Crossoid is from that district, that where Mary Landry's from. She's his U.S. senator, where he grew up in Louisiana, and you can just—I can feel his blood boil whenever I bring her up on the when we talk about her on the show. If he's silent for, you know, or doesn't give me a strong enough an opinion on something, all I do is bring Mary Landry in the fold, and he lights up like a Christmas tree. It's pretty funny. He does not like the woman at all. And, you know, she's like Roberts in Kansas. She is not a resident of Louisiana. She is a resident of the D.C. area and has profited tremendously off her position. But, you know, look at concealed carry in D.C. Right now, they require 18 hours of training, but they certify no training. I mean, how stupid is that?
Well, it's not. This isn't them being stupid. This is them thinking that if they don't set certain things up, it would have been much easier for them just to go constitutional carry. And I think for 2 days or one day, they had that going on, and the D.C. police chief, Lanier, got out there and said, don't arrest anybody. And then they came back with their little thing, and I think they're going to get found in contempt of court.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going with the stupidity thing, is they are setting themselves up to get in trouble with a federal judge. And, well, you know, with the passing of Marion Barry, I mean, you know, Gadfield are not invincible any longer. The guy finally moved on to the promised land. Was he called the mayor forever?
Yeah. I think he was still he was still sitting on the council, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe he was a council person there at the end. But, you know, right, emailing your representatives, I don't think does much good. Have you ever, do you do that very often, email your representative or state legislators?
We're coming up on a break. I'll tell you about an exchange I had with a state legislature, state legislator here, one of mine, my state senator. I'll tell you about an exchange I had with him.
And, I had one get a bill pushed through committee for on behalf of a business association here in Northern Michigan as well. And I was happy with the way the system did work.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. Real quick, how can they find 2AO Radio?
www.2amendment.org. You can stream the show on our website and fdrradio.com. And tonight we're on at 9 o'clock.
Eastern time. We'll be right back. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. Time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com, tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Somewhere there's feet. All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, pre-Thanksgiving, I guess Thanksgiving Eve. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Practical tactical holsters. It's the only way I carry inside the waistband, the only way I carry outside the waistband, the only way I carry ammo. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, Kevin Griffin from 2AO Radio. We were talking about conversing and communicating with our with our elected officials. Let me tell you about something that we had here in February of this year, Kevin. My state senator is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And there was a bill in place where they were going to allow open carry and constitutional carry and all this other stuff. And it had to make it through his committee. And I called him and I left a message for him to call me back. And he called me when I was on the air, but I was on a break. But he was headed into his committee. And I said, please don't kill this bill until we talk. And he said, okay. And then he went inside and he killed the bill. Then when he and I talked, and I was asking him about, I was saying, South Carolina is the fifth most dangerous state in the United States. Wouldn't you like to do something to make it a little less dangerous for the citizens and maybe just allow open carry and constitutional carry? You know, some people can't pay. He has a lot of, for some reason, he seems to be beholden to the permit instructors. I know that in South Carolina, nobody's making a lot of money doing the permit, but he seems to be beholden to them for some reason. And he told me that this guy's a Republican, and he's not a lawyer, okay? He told me that the Second Amendment did not mean that I could put on and carry whatever I want, however I want, where I want. And I told him, you know, that sort of runs up against Madison, doesn't it? And Hamilton and a few of those other cats, Jefferson, all those other guys. And he started citing for me different courts that had decided cases that made everything he wanted. And he asked me why we hadn't had it. If we haven't had it in the last 150 years, why do we need it now? And I asked him, well, if we're going to go back to the time of Reconstruction, right, after the Civil War, why do I even need you there if we're just going to just put it on cruise control? And he and I haven't chatted since.
Is he still in office?
Oh, yeah, he's not up for re-election for a little bit.
You said he's not a lawyer.
He's not a lawyer.
And he's in charge of the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, in South Carolina. South Carolina politics is like Palmetto, Chicago. All of these ideas that South Carolina is this deep red state, to a large degree, that's a facade.
Yes. Well, you brought us Lindsey Graham over and over and over again. Isn't that correct?
Well, I tried not to bring it to him. When Lindsey Graham was up for election, one of the guys that had sponsored that bill that died in the Senate Judiciary Committee was running against him, trying to primary him. And when I went to the state GOP to ask them which one of the challengers they might get behind, they said, we're going to be behind all of them.
Well, that's interesting you brought that up, the primary challenge thing. Lindsey Graham's nose was out of joint because he was primary challenge.
Yes, he was.
He was not happy about that.
Nope.
And a lot of incumbents had primary challenges this last cycle. And that is one way to get your politician's attention, is to either run against them yourself or get behind you and your buddies, get behind somebody that is running against them. A lot of these people that primary challenged knew they didn't have a snowball's chance, but they did it to get attention. I mean, look at Matt Bevin against Mitch McConnell. I mean, he made Mitch work and spend money.
Well, look at Eric Cantor.
Yes, that was the surprise of my lifetime, was the House minority or majority leader getting unseated by an unknown. That was wonderful. We were dancing in the streets over that.
Gun Owners of America backed.
Gun
Dave
Owners
Bratt.
Of America, yes. Professor, correct?
Academic professor. Economic professor. And you know what? That's what we need. We need economic people. When you look at some of these gun use studies that have been out there, all of these guys have backgrounds in economics. Even Kleck, who's as liberal as the day is long, but is honest, lives by the data.
That's how he lived, yes.
You know, you got Kleck, you got Lott, you got Gaius. Those three guys, they're just economics guys. And I would love to see nothing but a legislative body full of economics people. They would be very bland.
Your Judiciary Committee, who killed the bill, what is his background?
I have no idea. In South Carolina, what these senators do is they strike up a sweetheart deal if they're lawyers with some legal firm, and they're listed as a partner because they only make $10,000 a year as a state senator, and they get a salary from the other company, from the legal entity, to be a partner, so they act as sort of a rainmaker for the firm.
Right.
Without ever trying a case or sitting in the office or even going in the lot, okay? For a while, my state senator was being paid by a textile firm called Alice Manufacturing. And I don't know if that's still going on or not. I know it's very hard to make a living off of 10 grand, so I'm sure he's probably still got another sweetheart deal. But it's, these guys, our politics, if the best thing that could happen to a sinkhole. Now, I'm not advocating violence against anybody, Kevin, okay? I'm not. But it would be nice to have a nice Florida-style sinkhole appear underneath the General Assembly building. That would be sort of nice. While they're in session, that would be cool. With me, you know, act of God.
you enjoy a part-time legislature in South Carolina?
Well, they actually show up at the workplace part-time, but they're full-time.
Yeah, you see, here in Michigan, we're 74,000 a year full-time legislature. I believe Michigan, California, and New Jersey are the three states with full-time legislatures. And, of course, with full-time legislatures, we have lots of laws enacted and placed on books and lots of huffing and puffing. And now we're, after the first of the year, we're going to enjoy the highest fuel tax in the nation soon. They want to raise $1 billion to fix our roads by the year 2018. And
they just tried to do a penny tax here to fix the roads. We managed to beat that. So
you did manage to beat it down.
We did. Well, they got the money. They already have money to fix the roads.
They do here in Michigan.
They don't. It's not because they don't have the money to fix the roads. They have the money to fix the roads. They want more of our money. So that's the thing they've just. That's around here anyway. This is the thing they put up. Aren't you tired of the potholes and all of the fill-ins? Don't you want the roads resurfaced? Well, we need your money to do it. Well, you've already got our money once. You've already gotten it. You got enough to do it. Enjoy.
Yeah, they have our money too. I think right now we're the third highest fuel tax for road reconstruction. And now we're being launched to number one. They don't have an income problem here. They have a spending problem,
yeah,
being a full-time legislature. It, you know, and local politics here in Michigan, we had a governor who's CPA, and I think he does have an economics background, who proves the reelection. The polling data was way off, and yet we couldn't elect a Republican to replace Carl Levin, who needed to retire 2 decades ago but finally decided to step aside.
All right. Hang on for me one more time. We're going to take one last break. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
All right. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour. This part of the show brought to you by G-Code, the only holster I run. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I just about lost my place. My guest this hour from 2AO Radio is Kevin Griffin. Now, you're going to be live tonight, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Want to serve up a quick menu of what's on the plate of 2AO Radio tonight?
Well, tonight we're obviously going to talk about Ferguson and the Lackham indictment that will try not to consume the entire show with that. I'm glad we didn't talk about Ferguson and nothing but this morning, although it's not as newsworthy today as it would have been yesterday from the appearance. Although there were 44 arrests there last night, more than the night before. We always talk a little bit about Eric Holder and President Barack Obama and the importance of pushing reciprocity and moving forward with the next legislature. And the something I want to bring up tonight that slipped in the news cycle this week is House Republicans have voted down forcing their employees to go to the exchange like you and I do for health insurance.
I don't go to the exchange.
Like, you don't go to the exchange? I don't go to the exchange either.
I'm completely unconcerned with that.
And 594 in Washington, too. We need to expose that a little bit more in depth than we have in the last couple of weeks just because we have not gotten to it. And you had tipped to Bill Frady for really digging into the ink and fine print on I-594 in Washington. And that is, unfortunately, the state where I was born in 1962. How embarrassing.
Yeah, I-594 for me, somebody in Washington State emailed Charles Schumer and said, hey, that universal background check bill, can you send us the text on that? And then they just repackaged it and called it I-594. It's straight out of his book, so...
And you're the only one reporting that this is moving into neighboring states as well. They once they, you know, put the victory flag in their soil in Washington, now I believe they're moving to Nevada with it.
Well, they've already got it on the ballot there. They, Bloomberg hired a bunch of buses and got him some activists from Oregon and Washington State and bussed them down there. And they probably took a petition saying, don't you think background checks for felons and crazy people is a good idea? So sign this petition. And they got 240,000 signatures, so now it's going to pop up on a ballot. But once again, you know, it's probably a bunch of people that don't own guns, that don't know that you have to go through a background check right now to get one.
You know, that's interesting. Yes. I do teach the concealed pistol license class, amongst other things, here in Michigan. And big portion of the class is acquisition and selling of firearms. And, you know, if you go to a gun store, you have to go through the FFL, et cetera, et cetera. And then we have a thing called the RI-60 in Michigan, which is the transfer of a pistol from one owner to another. And plain as day on the form is the make and model of the firearm, your CPL number, and the firearm serial number. And, so, you know, we do have registration. I don't know how people are failing to connect that dot. And I bring an example of those forms to every class, and I said, this is, you know, not supposed to be happening. They know exactly who owns what gun, the serial number, the make, the model, and the barrel length. The only thing that's not on there is magazine capacity.
Now, I'll tell you what I've done. with a lot of the guns that I've had in the past, I do a lot of trading because I'll get a gun and maybe it won't be what I quite thought it was. And there's a lot of guns on paper that I supposedly own that are nowhere near me anymore.
Well, I had a boating accident a couple summers ago. I'm down to the one that I started out with decades ago. You
know, I've got one scheduled for next Wednesday.
Oh, a boating accident?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the Lionheart Industries firearm. That'll be the one that does not go boating.
It might get lost anyway. I'm being asked where you are and what is the name of your school where you teach the CWP, CLP class.
Oh, I'm in northern Michigan, Sheboygan County, and I don't have a name of my training. It's just me. I teach small classes, 4 to 6 people at a time. I don't do it to make a lot of money. I do it because people need the training, and, you know, affordability is an issue. You know, if somebody brings me 6 students, I charge $500 for the class, including the range time, and, it, you know, we get it done in a full day.
How do they find you to come to you?
I guess my phone number or my email address. Yeah, my email. If you could put my email address on your Facebook page,
I'll do that. Anybody wanting to contact Kevin that's in Michigan? Got a lot of people in Michigan that listen.
Yeah, you had mentioned that it's your third biggest audience?
Regionally in the world, yeah.
Yes. Wow. Who knew, huh?
Michigan qualifies to be their own region.
Michigan qualifies to be its own region. Interesting. Yep. You know, we are. You know, there are 3 counties in the state of Michigan that turn us blue. And Saginaw County, Genesee County, and of course, Wayne County, Detroit. And the rest of the state is very, very conservative, hunting, fishing, pro-life, pro-gun, farmer-type people. It is a beautiful state once you get outside of the bowels of Detroit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so is New York to a certain degree. Upstate New York, which is what, 8/10 of New York is upstate New York. Those guys are gun bunnies up there. They do all the stuff, hunt, fish, tactically train, all that stuff. So it's we're at a point in our development.
There's a military base up there where they train for the Cold War.
Fort Drum.
Is that what it was? Is it still active?
The 10th Mountain Division.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, you pulled that out of thin air. Or were you part of the 10th Mountain Division?
No, I had a friend, a high school friend, that was actually a commander of the 10th Mountain Division that died on a... he got tasked to... they sent him to oversee a mission in Vietnam recovering remains of MIAs, and on his first flight to overview where they were going to be looking, they flew into a mountain, so I keep tabs on the 10th Mountain Division just because of that one connection to it.
It must be was an important one. Are they still operating and training out of that base in upstate New York?
I'm sure they are. The 10th is a very tough, tough climbing a hill, much less climbing a mountain with a combat load. that's a freak of nature that can do that, and they've got them all at the 10th. So anyway, we're getting ready to run out of time. So more time, how do they find? Yeah, that hour went quick. One more time, how do they find 2AO Radio? How do they find the FTR Radio where you hang out? How do they do that?
FTRradio.com and www.2amendment.org. And on the state director's site, there is a link to Click at Michigan that provides my 2AO email address. And, you know, if people want to get a hold of me about getting their CPL in Michigan, yeah, they can, you know, they can track me down for you if that's okay with you.
That works.
So, yeah, I don't charge a lot of money to do the class because it's cost prohibitive. You know, you pay for the class, pay for the firearm, the ammo, you pay for the application. That's, you know, you're out a good chunk of money right there.
There you go.
And I'm going to follow your lead on being a proponent of constitutional carry because of the expense. Something I've learned from listening to your show these past couple weeks. Thank you.
My pleasure. We'll do this again. I'll be in touch.
Yes, yes. Thank you. I hope you had a good hour of radio for you and your listeners.
I do believe so.
I enjoyed myself.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bill.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Stay safe. Give my regards to your colleagues on the mic.
I will.
Tomorrow on the show, it's going to be a replay. I don't know that I would call it a best of because I don't even know what's going to play. But tomorrow is a day for you to spend with your families. If you want to come and spend it listening to me in the morning, that's cool. But I do this because of the family. I do this because I took an oath. And that oath sort of put out there that I got this, so this is why I do this. Tomorrow I'll be hanging out with the ones I do it for. We will do this again in about 46 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. Time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.